Any comment on this paper as presented at ASCO looking at PD-L1 and PD-L3?
This is from our group, and it's sort of, you know, when we were unable to confirm the carbonic anhydrase 9 story in IL-2 patients, we started looking for other potential predictors. And we focused initially on the tumor markers, and now we're focusing a little bit on markers that may impact the tumor's relationship with the host. And PD-L1 may be one of those markers. PD-L1 is something that's expressed on kidney cancer. It's probably a defense, we think, potentially a defense mechanism of the tumor, sort of like a barbed wire, sort of deleting the impact of invading T cells on the tumor, allowing it to escape. It's been associated with more aggressive presentation, worse survival. So we just asked the question, does this impact outcome to IL-2? And obviously it's a retrospective study, only part of the SELECT trial, only about 120 patients. But it suggested that if you had PD-L1 on your tumor, PD-L3 on your tumor, you were actually more likely to benefit from IL-2 than not, which was sort of a surprising finding and something that would be associated with poor outcome in general and might be used as a defense against T cells. You might say, well, why would this be actually something that might be predictive of benefit? Well, obviously this is a retrospective study, would need to be confirmed. But I think the theory of why this might be associated with a response to immune therapy in general is that for a tumor to be PD-L1 positive, maybe it has to be recognized by the immune system. So the immune system, the T cells are getting to the tumor, number one, and they're surrounding it, and then PD-L1 is being used as this sort of defense, as this sort of barbed wire. So maybe what we're just detecting is what's called an inflamed tumor, a tumor that's generating an immune response. And it's conceivable that in that setting, immune therapies may be more active, and this has been shown in a variety of other tumor types, particularly in melanoma, and this has also been seen in the, and we talked about earlier, these checkpoint inhibitor trials, that if your tumor is expressing PD-L1, you're probably more likely to respond to either a PD-1 or PD-L1 antibody. So it sort of just fills out that story a little bit more.